Here's another Christmas wish with Kid Craddock in the morning.
I swear we could like build a Walmart out of the paper that has been printed off on the Christmas wishes. It's like there's so many this year, and they're tough to choose. But we pick some out and try to grant those wishes, and you can help us grant them too. Go on kidlive.com and click on Breaking and Entering and Christmas Wish, and you'll see a place there where you can read some of the actual letters from people and say, hey, we'll take that one. And then your office or your school or whatever can take that family under your wing and make sure they have a great Christmas this year. Let's get to today's letter, okay? It says, hey, kid, I'm writing to you. This is from Julia. I'm writing today to tell you about a family for Christmas Wish. Their names are Megan and Ron Owen, and they have a two-year-old son. The night before Thanksgiving, their house burned down. Oh, I hope it wasn't brown bag turkey.
I hope so, too.
Luckily, they weren't home, but the fire did more than just destroy their home. Megan is a professional cake maker who works from home, and now that she doesn't have a kitchen, she has nowhere to bake cakes, which means no source of income. And any money they do make, of course, is going to go to restoring their home. There's not a whole lot. You know, a lot of people have insurance for that, fire insurance, and they probably do, too. But most people don't have that homeowner's policy that protects all the possessions, you know? Because you look at that and you're like, oh, I can do without that. Or you underinsure in that area because you feel dumb making that payment every year. Nothing's going to happen. And then it does. So any money they're going to make is going towards restoring the stuff in their house. Not a whole lot of room to give their son the Christmas he deserves. This family is so great. They deserve a little bit of help this season. They're always the first to help others. So I'm hoping you can help them now that they need it. Please grant my Christmas wish for their family. It's from Julia. Hi, Julia. Good morning.
Hello.
I just read your Christmas wish.
I heard.
How do you know this couple, Megan and Ron?
We have a mutual friend named Jeff who works with Ron at AT&T, and they worked there for about 10 years. They work outside. They have a really hard physical job. And
yeah.
Megan actually made the cake for my engagement party and would not let me pay her. Stayed up overnight and worked on it probably 10 or 15 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And gave it to me for free. It was
a heck
amazing.
Of a cake.
Yeah.
That shows you something about them right there, doesn't it? Yeah. All right. Hey, I think I have Megan on the phone. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
This is Kid Craddock on the radio. How are you?
I'm bawling right now. I just absolutely love Julia.
Did you know she wrote this letter?
No, I had no idea.
Wow. She was telling us just a second ago while you were on hold about how you baked a cake for her, wouldn't take any money for it, and took you hours and hours to do it.
Yeah.
So now that something's happened in your life, she wants to step up and try to help you guys by writing to us.
A cake for a Christmas wish. That was a pretty good bargain right there.
She's really great.
So what happened the night before Thanksgiving?
Well, we had my aunt. We had a lot of people come over from one side of the family that was going to be staying in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and she needed an extra house to kind of keep everybody. Anyway, she was going to be staying at the house that night and had left on some of our halogen lights. And I guess apparently halogen lights get really hot and it melted one of our fake plants and then it went crazy from there. But she didn't have her address, so she had to call me to be able to call 911 to be able to.
She couldn't even tell where she was.
Oh, wow.
So it took longer. So meanwhile, the house is burning down.
Right. Yeah. Wow. She's in the backyard with my dog and with me on the phone, and I'm 5 hours away.
Oh. Oh, hey, by the way, your house is burning down right now.
Make that call.
Oh, yeah, what a feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, all the way around.
And it's my fault. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you guys, where are you living now? Are you still in the house, just in the good part, or what?
Oh, no. It was deemed unlivable for now. We're actually at an apartment. We just got our apartment yesterday.
And that's probably some money you didn't plan to spend on rent and deposits and all that stuff?
Well, I mean, some of it we get back. Some of it. You know,
yeah.
But you never know. Things like this are going to happen, so you just kind of have to roll with it.
Totally. What can we do to help you guys this Christmas? What can we do? What
oh,
do you need?
Oh, my gosh. Give it all to an angel tree.
Okay.
Take more kids off the angel tree.
But this is supposed to be for you, though, to make your Christmas better.
I know, but I can't.
I'm so torn right now. This is the first time this has ever happened, where we granted a Christmas wish, and the person said, give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's such
so sweet.
A noble and cool thing to do. I may let you.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
You
need something. Do you? I mean, is there something?
Is something maybe for your business that, I mean,
I don't know. I'm just
bake oven maybe.
Yeah. Where are you doing the cooking? Where are you making cakes now? Because that's how you make a living, right?
Yes. So my apartment kitchen. Actually, I've got a couple due this weekend.
How about I have Al come over and build you a kitchen?
There you go. Yeah. He's handy.
Yeah, right.
No, or JC.
Huh?
You could build her a cake or something.
Well, I could build you a cake or something if you want.
Oh, that would be awesome.
He just had his second birthday, and all of his toys have melted, and he has nothing to play with. He stays home with her all day.
That's very sad. I'm going to give you guys a gift certificate to Toys R Us, whether you want it or not, so that you can go replace Owen's toys, okay?
Wow, thank you.
You bet.
Did you cook the cakes in your kitchen at home? So did all of your cookware and pans and stuff like that? Did you lose those things?
Once things like that have been in a fire, you can't.
Yeah.
Use them.
Just like kids' toys, you can't, you got to toss them. Mm-hmm.
You would think that, pans would be built to handle fire, but not all of them.
Well, not spatulas, the mixers and the things
inside.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll work on that. And in your name, I'm going to give $500 to the angel tree. What do you
think
of that?
Nice.
Wow.
So everybody's happy.
Yeah.
You get your wish for them and your son gets a good Christmas too.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. So that was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We talked to them and I've got Megan back on the phone. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
So yesterday after the show, I was thinking about you being in this apartment. And it's really hard to be in an apartment after you've been in a house, isn't it?
It's a little different.
And you're waiting for your house to be repaired, and whatever time they tell you it's going to take, you multiply that by five.
Right.
When do you think you'll be getting back in?
Honestly, I have no idea. My husband, he's kind of the handyman, and he's going to basically however long it takes him to work nights and weekends and trying to get it back.
He's doing it himself?
He loves it. He redid our last home, and he really likes to do all that.
And
he
it's sexy.
Yeah,
doesn't want anybody else to do it.
Now, what he can't do, because it's an apartment, he's probably not allowed to rip out the kitchen and put in a big kitchen for you to do your business, which is cake baking, right?
Right.
So are you making cakes? I assume that you have orders that have to be fulfilled. It's Christmas season, and you're baking them in the apartment? How's that working out?
It's a little cramped, but it'll work.
You do what
this
you gotta
woman
do.
Here, I love her. She makes lemonade out of lemons.
It works.
Okay.
That attitude,
so yesterday we gave a bunch of money to the angel tree in your name, and we gave you guys a good sized gift certificate to Toys R Us. And I was thinking about it yesterday. I was thinking about you trying to cook cakes in there, and I cook a lot, and having a crappy kitchen, especially when you're working professionally, is no fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we got on the phone with this company called Elixir Kitchen Space. Have you ever heard of them?
No, I haven't, actually.
What they do is they have these big commercial kitchens that they rent out to major caterers in the area.
Like a test kitchen?
Yeah. It can be a test kitchen, but it can also be like,
if you're a catering service and you need somewhere to make the stuff.
Well, they usually have a place, but if you get a huge party to do, then your kitchen doesn't work and you need one where you can have six prep people and a sous chef and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Wow.
We called Elixir Kitchen Space and told them about your situation, and they told us that they would love to make their kitchen available to you 24/7.
Wow.
Whenever you can go, you can go in the middle of the night, you can go whenever you want.
Oh, wow.
And
that's pretty awesome.
So it's going to be your home away from home. And the great thing is, at least on MapQuest, it's only like 6 miles from your house.
Oh, that's real close.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
I will probably live there.
All right, cool. So that is something you want to do.
Yes, absolutely.
That's great.
Now, they provide, and I thought this is the most important part, since all your pots and pans and bakeware got burned up, they provide all that stuff professionally. So it's all the best that there is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I'm sure there's going to be some other stuff that, that you're used to working with that they don't have. So I'm going to throw a $500 gift card in for Williams-Sonoma for you guys so that you can go there and pick up all the other stuff that you need.
That's nice right there.
That is so cool. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. And
that's
I hope you guys...
definitely going to help.
I know when something like this happens at Christmas, and believe me, here in our office, we've just been dealt with some really traumatic news during the holidays. It can ruin the whole holiday season. And having your house burned down would be in that category.
Yeah. So, most definitely.
So I hope those two things help out.
Oh, definitely. My customers better watch out because they're going to get some pretty awesome cake.
Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I want one.
Megan?
All we ask in return is a cake.
We need one.
Yeah, we need a cake up here after the new
year. See, this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's the least you can do.
Megan, we need...
Absolutely.
We need...
definitely.
I'm kidding.
No, we need a Kid Craddock in the Morning Christmas cake.
Go ahead, Viv.
You guys.
And we need it delivered here before Friday, next Friday.
No. I thought you meant like...
Okay.
No.
Before the end of the show.
Sometime before next Friday, a Kid Craddock in the Morning Christmas cake. And if you do that, you know, you said it keeps on giving, Kelly.
Ooh, what's your specialty?
I asked a question.
I know.
We'll give back again and promote her cake baking
okay.
service.
Oh, look at that.
What is your special cake? What are you known for?
Well, I love to make fondant cakes. I know a lot of people don't like the taste of fondant.
Oh, I didn't hear what she said.
No,
fondant.
No, we don't want fondant.
What is fondant?
It's like ace of cakes. It's that layer that they lay over it.
Oh.
You know, the designs.
It's that thick icing that comes off in a slab.
Okay.
But you can make stuff with it.
Kelly says we don't want one of those.
I don't want
one. Sorry.
We're not very high class. Maybe funfetti.
Yeah, or maybe red velvet.
Red velvet would be awesome.
Whatever.
Red velvet. I can do that.
Whatever you can come up with, okay? We'll be happy with anything. There's Megan.
Yay.
She's back in business.
Yes, she is.
Come on, everybody.
Yeah. Way to go, Megan.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's Kid Craddock in the Morning. Breaking and Entering Christmas is next week. Don't miss it. It's our best Christmas moment of the year with Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Sleigh bells ring, I listen in the lane. Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. We're walking in a winter wonderland.
At Kid Craddock in the Morning, everything must go. Kinsey CDs, Kid Craddock in the Morning designer t-shirts. Heck, even Big Al if the price is right. Black Friday blowout, with prices slashed up to 70%. But only till noon central today, and only at kidlive.com.